to sympathize with her, but he thinks that he should warn her that the third world is just around the corner. In the Soviet Union, a scientist is blinded by the resumption of nuclear testing, and he is reminded that Dr. Robert Oppenheimer's optimism fell at the first hurdle. In the cheese pavilion, the only noise I hear is the sound of someone stacking chairs and mopping up spilled beer, and someone asking questions and basking in the light of the 15 fame-filled minutes of the fanzine writer. Mixing pop and politics, he asks me what the use is. I offer him embarrassment and my usual excuses, while looking down the corridor out to where the van is waiting. I'm looking for the great leap forward. Jumble sales are organized, pamphlets have been posted. Even after closing time, there's still parties to be hosted. You can be active with the activists, or sleeping with the sleepers while you're waiting for the great leap forwards. One leap forwards, two leaps back. Will politics get me in a sack? Waiting for the great leap. The pops to draw in a dial, and you're watching the right leap forward. If no one out there understands, just start your own revolution and cut out the middle man. The right leap forward. A perfect world, we'll all sing in tune, but this is reality. So give us a run. The right leap forward. Revolution is just a t-shirt.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9, to the I Love You Hour. We're back. It's been 2 weeks, and we're here again. And in the studio, I have Ileana.
Hi, folks.
Brody, Ileana. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, busy.
Busy, busy.
It's that time. But summer's coming, and that's maybe sort of the vibe today. Today felt really good. It started really foggy, and it was kind of a bit mucky. Someone described it to me today as, let me see, they described it as, I thought there was a better description of it. Never mind. Well, socked in. That's what they described it as. And I've never heard socked in, but I kind of like that phrasing a little bit. So, yeah, today's better. The sun is shining. It's setting right now. as we're sitting here on traditional unceded and stolen lands of the Hokomenem-speaking Musqueam people, sitting in the place colonially known as Vancouver, broadcasting all the way out to the lands of the Squamish and Tsleil-Waututh, and broadcasting online at CITR.ca into your computer to whatever stolen land you may be on. And there's a very loud show next to us, but we got some tracks. We got some amazing tracks. Delmar from... Oh, God. Delmar will have to tell me his show name because I'm... It's Meow... Something Meow Meow.
Whoa.
But Delmar will come in very shortly and inform me what the track... what the show is called. Delmar, we're on. We're live. Oh.
Sorry, guys. I was gonna prank somebody, like, because like the files in the studios are all out of order, so I was gonna like record something and then like save it in somebody's folder. But I realized that's kind of evil.
You gotta do. Sometimes it's fun to prank someone. What is your show called again?
Meow Meow Kitty Girl Purr.
Meow Meow. Okay, that's Delmar's show.
Back
and Delmar's here.
That's what I said.
This is a real Calgary meet and greet.
Whoa.
Yeah. The song you just heard was Waiting for the Great Leap Forward by Billy Bragg. Thought I'd play a little protest song because we are on day two of the strike. Is it the student strike for Palestine, which is going on right now. Started yesterday from a student vote, and it's an academic strike. And I'd say it's going very well. From what I can tell.
Yeah, no, nobody was here.
Nobody was here at the station. I pulled up. There was no Lethal Refresh yesterday. But yeah, we have some amazing tracks coming up. Ileana's going to contribute a bit. Delmar, you...
Do I want to?
If you want to contribute, the playlist is always open. So, But we're going to play three songs while we chat. We're going to play Love is Everywhere by Pharoah Sanders, The Sound of Paul by Kleenex, Girl Wonder, and Summer by Lewis McLachlan. Because summer's coming, and it's a very exciting thing.
And spring is coming with a strawberry in her mouth.
Oh my God. The sun is like so healing. I love it a lot. So get ready, enjoy CITR 101.9 I Love You Hour.
Meow.
Enjoy. Thank you.
to home, but nevertheless, you know it hurts. Sitting on the lower level, I keep echoing your words. Just get your things and go. Forget the things you know. The lovebirds do not sit, they've flown away. Pages of the scrapbook blown away. The structure has collapsed, and both of us are trapped. The nest is filled with crows, but a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose is a rose. And so it goes, 'cause no one really. So we'll be listening to the sound of fall reverberating through the hall. I wonder if you can at all. It don't matter. I got rock and roll, and rock and roll's the only thing I need.
Summon in the way that is fine. Summon in the way that is fine. Anyway, the wind blows, that's the way that I feel. Summon in the way that is fine. Problems over worried man. Problems over worried man. Resting on your shoulder, leave until you're older. Problems over worried man. Summon in the way that is fine. Summon in the way that is fine. Anyway the wind blows, that's the way that ever flows. Summon in the way that is fine. Wait until the sky turns blue. Wait until the sky turns blue. Sunrise, it will cover you, sisters and your brothers too. Wait until the sky turns blue. Summon in the way that is fine. Summon in the way that is fine. Anyway the wind blows, that's the way that ever flows. Summon in the way that is fine. Bodies will all fade away. Bodies will all fade away. If you find a lover, take it undercover. Bodies will all fade away. Sky's blue, all I'm waiting for is you. Summon in the way that is fine. Summon in the way that is fine. Anyway the wind blows, that's the way that it flows. Summon in the way that is fine.
Summer in the weather is fine. Summer in the weather is fine. Oh, anyway, the wind blows, that's the way that it flows. Summer in the weather is fine. Oh, summer in the weather is fine. Summer in the weather is fine.
Summer. Huge. I'm just sad the cats won't be with you.
I know. Beaufort, if you're out there, I'm going to miss you. Squirt your little tail.
Maybe you'll get lucky and a cat will just kind of come into your house. Like, wow. Like happened with our friends. Like, yeah. The cat will find you.
Meow.
Who knows? Always invite me.
Yes, that's very true. Welcome back to the Love Yara. You just heard Love is Everywhere by Pharoah Sanders, The Sound of Paul by Kleenex Girl Wonder, and Summer by Lewis McLaughlin from Edinburgh, I believe. Yeah, feeling pretty good in the studio. Sun is still... I love how long the days are becoming. Let me tell you, I feel just blessed.
Blessed. It's like the world isn't actually crumbling around us anymore.
Yeah, no. You just get your head out of it. I think, you know, maybe the move is just... sit on that nice mound, that nice hill over there, and
grassy knoll.
Yeah, the grassy knoll. Just rest, do a little bit of like sitting, maybe some meditating or something, and just let the sun wash over you. I think that's the feel. Also, Jay is in the station, possibly coming into the studio. Where is she?
Should I fetch her?
No, it's up. she can come if she wants.
I'll just exude pheromones. She might pull it.
Exactly. Exactly. No, but yeah, the dance competition is still quite loud.
I think it's a showcase.
Oh, a showcase. I see. Interesting.
Del Mar is a neuroscientist. Can you confirm that pheromones are real?
Pheromones are a thing if you're like a moth.
Only if you're a moth.
I think they're real.
I think they've actually mentioned this in one of my classes. They have not found the specific compounds that can be classified as pheromones in humans, but I don't know. Sometimes you walk past somebody and it's just like, you know.
Why is it that
I think they're very real?
That people like are attracted to the same people that they enjoy the smell of their BO. Does that have something to do with pheromones?
I don't know. Truth be told, they actually don't teach me anything in that degree program. Mm.
I think smell is our most powerful sense.
It is. It is.
Therefore, I don't know.
Do you think you can tell if you're going to find someone attractive based on the scent of their BO?
I don't know. I don't know about BO, but I think like there's definitely people when I walk past them and I'm like, I'm not attracted to you. If I like some people just smell odd to me.
For me, it's looking from them from behind, like.
Oh.
Like sometimes I just like I don't even have to look at their face and it's like, yeah, you're fine. And they every single time I felt that way, they've been fine as hell.
Oh.
Interesting.
What do you think is the behind indicators that
I don't know. Like the posture.
What kind of posture are you talking over? Rolled like, shoulders.
No, like
back.
A nice not like not like the perfect like it isn't always perfect posture, but it's just like I don't know, just like I don't know what
there's
it is.
Something.
There's just something about that back that I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's cool to see, like, because the head is so expressive. There's so much body language that happens with the head. But to see it from behind, like to see someone talking and nodding and you see the back of their head, like I feel like it's kind of cool because you don't see their face, you know, and you like see what you can tell about them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I agree. But for me, pheromones are still number one.
I feel like there's so powerful. Many people that have very similar back profiles, though.
Really?
I feel like all the men in all my classes look exactly the same from behind. And I'm not talking about their ass, just their heads sticking up from the desks.
Well, that's why I've only felt this way like 4 or 5 times.
Mm. It might be their ball caps as well that give off the same.
I would say it's their skirted eggs.
Their skirt? What is? I've never.
It's like when you have like the monk, like when you're losing all the hair in the middle of your head.
Oh.
I've never heard it described as skirted eggs.
Yeah. Is it a I nest? Hope I'm using
Oh, because
that right.
It's a skirt for the. Oh.
Yes, the skirted yeah. egg.
Oh.
The head, the skull being the egg.
Wow.
That's my favorite insult.
That's a beautiful insult. No, but I feel like I've said this before. I feel like so many like haircuts for like Zoomers and Gen Alpha is so much like the
pushing
like
pushing the hair forward,
pushing the hair forward as possible, and then the hat, and it's like so excessive, and it's like, what are you doing? Like,
what are you doing? It's okay to show that forehead.
Yeah, Danny just asked me, am I on Signal? Yes, Danny. If you're listening, I am on Signal.
And so is the vice president of the United States.
He's also on WeChat.
Yeah, very much so. I actually, like, of all the things that are happening, the funniest thing to me was the, like, fist American flag flame emoji. Like, I'm going to be pulling that out all the time. I, like, turn something in. I'm going to, like, put that in the comment box. I don't know. There's something about it that is just, it's like a movie. I don't know.
It's so powerful, really.
every day's a movie. By the way, we're going to play some more tracks. But before we do, if you, dear listener, do want to call in, chat, play a track, our number is 604-822-2487. You can also DM on at I Love You Hour. That is I-L-U-V-U, Hour, on Instagram. If you would like a song played, tell a little story, feel free. We're going to play some more tracks. We've got a track from Ileana, which she shared to me, called You've Got a Woman by Lion. And I really like this one.
They've only made this one song, and also another, well, this song and then the edit of this song, which they did not make, so... Yeah.
It's really good. I think, I don't know a lot about it, but I do know that Numero Group republished it in 2017, but it's like an old, it's like a 70s song. And I think they're British or something, or they're European.
I think, are they from the Netherlands?
Netherlands, yeah. It'll Dance. Say in their description.
But. If Lion is listening to this right now, come out, reach out, yep. Please produce more music 50 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible. It's been done.
Boa,
yes, Boa.
Oh, true.
I played this one artist, this guy called Bill Fay, and I was reading about him, and he produced a bunch of stuff in the 70s, or like a couple albums in the 70s, and he was gardening when he found out that like his albums had blown up again, and they had inspired all these people, and he's like, oh, I didn't realize.
This is like Vishti Bunyan. Did you know this?
Is it the same thing?
Oh, my goodness.
She like, yeah, she gave up music because she was like, oh, it's not that popular. And then, like, I don't know when it started to blow up again, but then she's like, oh, shit, my albums are huge.
That's pretty cool.
Or that guy that was big in South Africa. I forgot his
name.
Oh,
Rodriguez?
Yeah.
Sugarman? Yeah. My dad saw Sugarman once. Hmm. Or Rodriguez, sorry.
Before or after popularity?
After. He was quite old. He was, I think
Doesn't even count.
He was 87, and he was having a hard time on stage. But he was still playing, so respect that.
Just a kid.
Yeah. Really? 87? Just a kid?
Is that? That's how I felt when Roberta Flack died.
Oh, yes.
Because I'd been listening to her, like, so much. She was my top artist that month. Like, 19 of my top 20 songs that month were hers. And I was like, I wish I could do an episode on Roberta Flack soon. And then she died. And I was literally sobbing the whole day. And then I was like, she was just a kid. Was she, like, 89 or 88? And did she have ALS these past few years? Yeah, but she was just a kid to me.
Word on the street is that an ailment and old age make you the most prime candidate to be president.
Maybe.
So if you're looking to be POTUS right now, get
up
out there, age, come
Do
back
all.
And see us when come you've lost in. All your faculties.
Yeah. Okay. And we got two more tracks. Sorry.
You can
we
go have, to space.
We have Lion. We have My House by Nikki Giovanni, mm-hmm. which you put on.
Yeah.
Poet.
Not Flo Rida.
Poet.
We may play Flo Rida later. They have a thing on here with like hits. Like you can't play Ooh. Too many hits, but I think they'll allow a little bit of Flo Rida because it's a very important
it's
song.
It's in good faith.
Wait, which Flo Rida song?
My House.
Cry Just a Little. I think it interpolates Brenda Russell. And in my mind, Brenda Russell is CanCon. So
okay, there you go. So it's basically CanCon.
Like, her husband is listed as a Canadian songwriter, even though he's from the UK. She learned how to play the piano in Canada, even though she's from the US. So in my mind, she's CanCon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. No, that makes sense. Well, we may play some of that. An interpolation of someone who played piano as CanCon. It's doable. And then lastly, we have Bom Senso by Tim Mia. Another favorite. I'm sorry, we've been talking for a while. We should play some tracks, but I need to quickly go into this track because I think it's really interesting. Tim Mia, Brazilian singer, from childhood, worked with a lot of like the major Brazilian pop stars of the 70s. Went to America in the early 70s after recording a couple albums to tour. Partied a little too hardy and got deported from the U.S.
No.
for having too much fun for, you know, drugs and sex and rock and roll and all that kind of stuff. And then
he got deported for living the American dream.
Exactly. He dreamed too hard. And then he got deported. And then in Brazil, he was like, okay, maybe I should like renounce my ways, find religion. But the religion he chose was this like alien cult sort of thing.
Naturally.
And he like read this book and then he got involved with this like weird alien cult. And then he made two albums for them.
That's so sick.
And then eventually after a while, he's like, actually, I really like doing drugs and having sex and having a good time. So I'm going to go back to doing that. But he has this period of his career where he was making music for this. Well, okay, I shouldn't call them a cult. Religious group. I don't know how they're considered. I could not find a lot of information on them on the internet. So, but yeah, this song's Good Sense. And it's all about how he's had good sense. There's also a really good AMV of it with Evangelion, which is fun because aliens. Mm-hmm. And cults. Anyway, we're gonna play those three tracks.
That I could turn back time, but now the hurt is all mine.
Yes, I know this one. I know.
That's how life feels right now.
Yeah.
It all comes tumbling down. It just keeps tumbling down, tumbling down, tumbling down.
You only want to be there to kiss you, as you want to be kissed when you need to be kissed, where I want to kiss you, 'cause it's my house and I plan to live in it. I really need to hug you when I want to hug you, as you like to hug me. Does this sound like a silly poem? I mean, it's my house, and I want to fry pork chops and bake sweet potatoes and call them yams, 'cause I run the kitchen and I can't stand the heat. I spent all winter in carpet stores gathering patches so I could make a quilt. Does this really sound like a silly poem? I mean, I want to keep you warm. And my windows might be dirty, but it's my house. And if I can't see out sometimes, they can't see in either. English isn't a good language to express emotion through. Mostly, I imagine, because people try to speak English instead of trying to speak through it. I don't know. Maybe this is a silly poem. I'm saying it's my house, and I'll make fudge and call it love, and touch my lips to the chocolate warmth, and smile at old men and call that revolution. 'Cause what's real is really real. And I still like men in tight pants, 'cause everybody has something to give, and more important, needs something to take. And this is my house, and you make me happy. So this is your poem. Everybody has something to give, and more important, needs something to take. And this is my house, and you make me happy. So this is your poem.
Calçada maltratada, e na virada quase nada me restou a curtição. Já rodei o mundo quase mudo, no entanto no segundo este livro veio à mão. Já senti saudade, já fiz muita coisa errada, já pedi ajuda, já dormi na rua. Calçada maltratada, e na virada quase nada me restou a curtição. Já rodei o mundo quase mudo, no entanto num segundo este livro veio à mão. Já senti saudade, já fiz muita coisa errada, já dormi na rua, já pedi ajuda.
Já fiz muita coisa errada. Já dormi na rua. Já pedi ajuda. Mas lendo atingi o bom senso. Mas lendo atingi o bom senso. A imunização racional. Leia o livro Universo em Desencanto. Já senti saudade. Já fiz muita coisa errada. Já pedi ajuda. Já dormi na rua. Já senti saudade. Já fiz muita coisa errada. Já pedi ajuda. Já dormi na rua. Mas lendo atingi o bom senso. Mas lendo atingi. Não perca tempo. Leia o livro
Universo. As soon as Lent is over.
Wait, it's Lent now and you're...
Yeah, it's Lent now.
And somehow you're here listening to music with us. Well, with headphones.
In my little wired earbuds.
Where's your little ash cross?
My ash cross? Oh. Gwen Stefani.
Yeah. Wait, do either of you follow or that guy Dan Herschel, the bald guy who like screams?
Yes, I know of him. I don't follow him.
He has one post that's like he's in like a priest outfit and he's like, I went to a rival parish, and it's like in ash, just has gay on his forehead. He's really mad. Yeah, but
classic.
I mean, we'll forgive you. Your sins are forgiven here.
I mean, I am going to be taking a class on Brazilian and Portuguese literature this summer, so I'll be like studying.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you'll read. I'm going to talk about
The Alchemist was written by a Brazilian.
Paul.
You did not
Coelho?
Know that?
I didn't know. They made me read The Alchemist in high school and I didn't like it.
I also did not like it. But everyone made me feel bad about not liking it. But I mean, I'm sorry. The whole book is like them being like, the message is simplicity, and then they tell it in like the most contrived
convoluted
way.
What right? Do you mean there was a sphinx?
I'm like, bro.
I got
I'm
no
sorry,
dog
that,
in this fight.
That book, way, I don't know.
But why do they teach it so much in schools if it's so convoluted? And
the journey.
Oh,
it's the journey.
Yeah, I don't know.
Surely there must be other kind of bangers they could throw on the list.
I think you could say that about like all literature chosen. Mm. I mean, I feel like understanding the slave trade through Heart of Darkness isn't really great pick either, but they still do it.
I mean, but isn't it? I think it's about other. It's like I think it's multiple things, though.
I think we've talked about this.
It is a pretty real description. Actually, he was part of it, I think. So it is a pretty real description of it. But
it
also,
is, but like the whole time, it's like Joseph Conrad, because I think he also worked on a slave trading ship, and that's where he got his experience from. But it's like him being like, what was me? And then he's like looking at slaves the whole time who are living infinitely worse lives.
Mm.
Woe is he.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't. He's like definitely not very. He's like a racist dude as well.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, they all were, but I don't feel like it's like particularly insightful.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I got a lot of it, but it's fair. I mean, if it each their own, I guess. Yeah, you know? It is what it is, type thing. But I think the book for me, Heart of Darkness, just doesn't work. I don't know why. I like the movie a little bit more.
I've never seen the movie.
Actually, do I like Apocalypse Now?
Oh, Apocalypse Now.
I don't know. I just at the end of the day, I was kind of like, eh, I don't know. It's still, I'm still happy I read it for school, but I don't know. I need to reread it because I feel like I don't remember any book I read in school.
The only thing I remember is Streetcar Named Desire.
Oh, I didn't. I want to read that one.
It's so good. And like, if you read the character, Blanche DuBois is literally me. Except for the whole, actually there were plot points that she did that were kind of very questionable, but that was the point. But like, if we like look past like this very specific thing that she did when she was a teacher, and like the whole like coming from plantation money, and like, she's literally me.
Holding all else constant, she's literally you.
Like, she's literally me. I read as her, and like I did such a good job that like I was sick one day and I was home, and then they like had me like go in on Google Meets like to read as her.
Wow, they're like, we need you. My they tracked you down.
My southern accent at the time, it was so convincing.
Really?
Yeah, that was like my greatest performance ever. My only performance.
Wow.
My English class, my 12th grade English class.
Kind of amazing.
Wow.
By the way, I'm just gonna stop real quick to say the tracks you just heard were You've Got a Woman by Lion, My House by Nikki Giovanni, and Bom Senso by Timia. And we have three more tracks for you. We have Love Versus Money by The Dream. Y'all know The Dream? He co-wrote, or he like ghost wrote Rihanna and a bunch of other but I kind of love him. Yeah, he's got a bunch of really goofy ones, but I kind of love The Dream. I've been on a big kick. And then, because we were talking about it, Comme Suis Sur Todd by Ariane. She's German, right?
Or should that be the very last song?
Ooh, good idea. Wait, this song is 4 minutes. I mean, actually, we'll only play two tracks because we need time for Molly, because Molly's show is up next.
Are they doing it every week?
I actually don't know.
Were they here last week?
Yeah. Cause Molly ran in and then won. By the way, congratulations to Molly for winning.
Ooh.
Rep? No.
A community member. But I feel like if I'm here, it'll sweeten the deal.
Yes. Yeah. No, but Molly's Mozzies is going to be next. But you're going to hear Love Versus Money by The Dream and Comme Suis Sur Todd by Ariane, because it very well describes how every day feels, actually. Every damn day feels like the end of the world a little bit.
Every single time. And I just want to like turn into orange mush, honestly. I want to touch somebody and like we just turn into liquid.
That'd be really, really pleasant. I watched a movie recently and it was like a British version of NDV. I was thinking about this movie Southland Tales, and it's kind of like American NDV Evangelion. It's got The Rock in it, and it's got Daphne from the Scooby-Doo live-action movies. It's made by the director who did Donnie Darko. And it was like a massive flop because it's like, just, it's like the movie idea was like too big and there was too much going on. But it's like a crazy, insane movie. And it's kind, it's very similar. But instead, it's about the Iraq War, kind of. And like American imperialism. And also, Justin Timberlake's in it. And he plays a veteran.
Damn.
It's a crazy there's a scene where dear listener, if you are okay with looking it up and you want to laugh, look up Southland, look up just any scene from Southland Tales, but the car commercial. I highly recommend the car commercial, because seeing it in a movie setting is like one of the funniest things. I don't know. Anyway, we better play the tracks because we won't have time if we do, but in case we don't see you again, we love you lots. And thank you, Ileana and Delmar, for coming on the show. This was, like, amazing and wonderful. And please come on again, because I love chatting with both of you.
This was so much fun.
I'm sure that was really nice to hear in people's earbuds. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Teach us Brazilian.
Yes. But no.
stories. Stars get their hearts broke too, you know.
What we had was awesome. Until he came in and took you out my life. I even had thoughts of making her my wife. And I thought that this door would keep up on my side. By my side, I can't call her. And even though right now the boy's in need. But needing her won't bring her back to me. And I can't believe this girl ain't by my side. This shit ain't right. Anything she wanted, I bought it. To make sure that this girl can go without it. And I can't hate the homie, cause I am to blame. Instead of loving you, I was making it rain. He took my shawty, he took my girl, he took the any and everything out my world. He took my heart from me, he took my soul. I should've known money couldn't match love. It ain't no match. Take the time. He got it right. And all this time I was kissing her goodbye. Goodbye. And I can't call her. Even though right now the boy's in need. But needing her won't bring her back to me. I can't breathe. And I got heartaches like you wouldn't believe. Everything she wanted, I bought it. Make sure that this girl can go without it. And I can't even hate the homie. I am to blame. Instead of loving you, I was making it rain. He took my shawty, yeah. He took my girl. He took the any and everything out my world. He took my heart from me. He took my soul. I should've known money couldn't match love. It ain't no match.
It's time for me to respect the ones you love me more than This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.